With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. TikTok losing a major case.
A federal appeals court is upholding a law requiring the sale or ban of TikTok in the U.S. Concerns about TikTok date back to the first Trump administration.
It can't be controlled for security reasons by China. Too big, too invasive.
The ruling denied TikTok's petition to overturn the law and requires the company to break with its China-based parent company, ByteDance, or be banned in about a month. President-elect Donald Trump could step in. He said during the presidential campaign he would not push to shut down TikTok, but still considers it a threat.
There's nothing that's not a threat. But sometimes you have to fight through these threats.
TikTok and ByteDance are expected to appeal to the Supreme Court. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, it was 83 years ago this morning, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, killing more than 2,300 American servicemen and several civilians, too, launching the United States into World War II. During a ceremony this morning, Admiral Stephen Kohler, commander of the Navy's Pacific Fleet, said the courage of the sailors who died that day will never be forgotten.
We gather here today to remember the date which lives in infamy. 83 years ago today, on a beautiful morning, just like this one, Pearl Harbor was assaulted and the world changed. Today we have veterans among us who witnessed it with their own eyes, whose memories are seared with the chaos and violence and the devastation of that day. The rest of us must just imagine it.
Two survivors were there today for the ceremony, and officials say each one of those men now just over 100 years of age. This is SRN News. A famous nativity scene needs a little help.
The life-size creche has been set up on Chicago's Daly Plaza, just like it has been for the past 40 years. But the whole thing is looking a little worse for wear. 40 Chicago winters have taken their toll on the figures and the manger, and organizers are asking for donations to refurbish everything. They've set up a GoFundMe page for the nativity and are trying to raise the $40,000 that will be needed to provide repairs and a new coat of paint. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri Republican Attorney General says he still considers it illegal to provide abortions after fetal viability, despite a newly approved state abortion rights amendment. Attorney General Andrew Bailey says his office will also continue to enforce a law requiring parental permission for minors to get abortions. Missouri voters approved an amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution. This is SRN News. Now, Donald Trump is signaling no desire to get involved in serious civil war. Latest from Media Line's Felice Friedson.
President-elect Donald Trump has warned against entering the fight between Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and rebel forces seeking to overthrow the second-generation Syrian strongman. According to the president-elect on social media, the proper course for the United States is to let it play out. Syria is a mess, but it's not our fight. Stay out. Iran has evacuated senior personnel from Syria while rebel forces reached the outskirts of Damascus, the province of Kenetra, and took over the southern city of Daraa after negotiating a safe passage agreement with Assad's senior staff. Israelis, meanwhile, are debating whether developments next door are good or harmful for the Jewish state. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.